Good morning, it's Darren with the Weekly Message. David came by yesterday. He drops in to visit every few months or so when he has a need. Sometimes he worships with us. He said, "I only have $16 in food stamps because of the shutdown. Can you help me?" I was grateful that our men's group had packed extra bags of food. I gave him one along with a compassion bag. He thanked me. "Now my shelves are empty no more." Emptiness. It's talked about a lot in the Bible. Empty nets, empty tombs, and empty lives needing direction. I'm thinking of the fisherman who had fished all night and caught nothing. Jesus showed up and scarcity turned to abundance. Keeping company with Jesus filled what had been empty. The most audacious example is the criminal beside Jesus on the cross. He's empty-handed and dying. He has nothing to offer, nothing to prove, yet he dares to speak. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus could have met his emptiness with judgment, but instead, he offered the man complete mercy. "Today you will be with me in paradise." The thief's empty plea becomes the doorway to grace. Where in your life are you feeling empty? Is it loneliness? A prayer that seems unanswered? A relationship stretched thin? A loss you can't quite name? Bring it to Jesus. He does his best work with what feels empty. I love the song we sing before communion. "Come to the table of mercy, prepared with the wine and the bread. All who are hungry and thirsty, come and your souls will be fed." With Jesus, emptiness never has the final word. It's the beginning of being filled again. Blessings.